Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of April 2018. Supreme Court has criticized the center and asked it to frame a draft scheme by the 3rd of May for the implementation of the judgment on the distribution of Kaveri water between Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Kerala and Puducherry. Supreme Court has refused to interfere in the upcoming West Bengal's panchayat polls, saying parties should approach the State Election Commission with their grievances. Bombay High Court has ruled that an unmarried daughter is entitled to claim maintenance from her father even after attaining the age of 18 if her parents are divorced or estranged. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCRDC, has said that a finance company cannot forcibly take possession of a vehicle for non-payment of dues without sending a notice to the borrower. Supreme Court has said that a wife is not a chattel or an object and she cannot be forced to reside with her husband even if the man desires to live with her. Supreme Court has dismissed the petition filed by a hospitality firm linked to Robert Vadra challenging an Income Tax Department notice to it for assessment of its profits from land deals in Haryana and Rajasthan for 2010 to 2011. Supreme Court has observed that the spot marked in the city map where the motor vehicle was found lying after the accident cannot be the basis to assume that it was driven in or around that spot at the relevant time. Delhi High Court has restrained four Ayurveda firms and a trust from manufacturing, selling or advertising any goods or services bearing the mark or word Patanjali, the registered trademark of Yoga Guru Ramdev's company. Delhi High Court has directed ITC to suspend its latest advertising campaign for its juice brand Be Natural after PepsiCo India sought removal of all references to its brand Tropicana in the campaign. Delhi High Court has held that criminal proceedings initiated for late deposit of TDS cannot be challenged through a writ petition when it's under the consideration of the trial court. Bombay High Court has said that the appointment of a government employment on compassionate grounds cannot be given to a family which is not facing a financial crisis. Hyderabad High Court has observed that courts will not punish those who are accused under Clause 10 of Subsection 1 of Section 3 of SCST Act, 1989 in absence of any evidence of allegations which attract ingredients of the above section. Kerala High Court has rejected a plea of estranged husbands to lay down scientific guidelines to family courts for an objective assessment of the welfare of the child, while deciding child custody petitions. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that if a higher officer compels his subordinate to do extra work, which is unbearable, he cannot be held to have abetted his suicide. Sikkim High Court has observed that the Special Court under POCSO Act is also vested with the responsibility of ensuring that identity of the victim child is not disclosed during the investigation. Government has clarified that 5% uniform rate of goods and services tax, GST, is applicable to all railway catering services in trains or on stations.